Welcome to the Satirically Challenged Show. A few notes before we begin. This clever little show is run completely by trained chimps. Unless you mean the disabled population of which there are 650 million of us worldwide. Sorry, did we offend you already? If we did, accidentally or otherwise, we have doctors standing by to take your calls. Wait, we know what you're thinking.
I tuned to the wrong podcast.
Oh, I'm gonna find them.
Trust us when we say it's been done, not to us, but we just want to tell you that the opinion and the hosts are not condemned or owned by Log Talk Radio or any other network. Like we said at the top of the announcement, this show is run by trained idiots. We may have other idiots in the control booth who...
Well, we also want to tell you that this show contains strong language, maybe unsuitable for children, unusual humor, which may be unsuitable for adults, and advanced mathematics, which may be unsuitable for liberal arts majors.
We say mathematics majors, sorry, we meant lawyers, caseworkers, nannies, Wall Street execs, who are looking at you, autism speaks, even though you can't draw a motto, fact doctors, people opposed to free speech, and current dictators. The dictators on this list include Mao Zedong, Donald Trump, Kim Jong-un, Hun Sen, Paul Gamey, anybody who's involved in the Northeast US election. That includes Donald Trump.
Also, did we ever mention, or hasten to mention, that we are also against neurotypicals, which is defined as one or more groups who have considered to be normal. If you're listening to this podcast, you are normal. Please go to your doctor and get your head checked. In the meantime, enjoy AMC Press & Co.
Yes.
Anybody awake over there?
Yes. Yes, everybody's awake over here. I am here. I don't know where Pin Code is, but I am here. I am definitely here.
I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
You're here. The gang's all here.
The correspondents are in. So, let's start the show. Well, at the top of the show, we have a couple of things. One, being that in case you haven't heard of the U.S. Eastern election, we over here at the Satirically Challenged Show honestly think we've had enough of the election. We are spreading our white flag. We are definitely not talking about it again until November 8th, when appropriately we will basically announce the winner and then move on to other things. What will we move on to? Who knows? But
whatever is going on.
Whatever
is being said and how bad, spectacularly bad, everybody's going to meet in Trump Square and denounce Mr. Trump and saying, ha, 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 we knew you were right, and everybody is going to laugh at you. As a matter of fact, they just did that on SNL on Saturday, if you watched. The thing is we always ask Samantha Bee's show. All of us are at different times. It's not like we have a brotherhood we don't know each other. We don't know the shows, the staff of the shows at all. But from what
we decide that they are getting tired of it as well.
Yeah.
What?
And when we air our shows,
it's an hour. Well, it's actually John Oliver's is earlier than ours. We don't air our stuff on Sundays. The Daily Show is a bit, it's in an hour's time. So We're even earlier than the Daily Show is. So,
and we bring up different topics that aren't necessarily brought up on the Daily Show. Or we cover them before them.
Right.
So
take that, Trevor Noah.
Well, we can't exactly say take that, Trevor Noah, but he would.
I just did.
I know you did. But
the thing is that
you know, I'm getting a bit tired of talking about Trump. I know I've said I hate Trump. Well, let me repeat this.
I swear you said it more times than we could count.
They know. Yeah, they know.
But everyone knows.
Everyone knows. And we're just going to go on this. No, we're not. The thing is that let's just start the show. Right.
Yeah.
Trump is, the redhead Pelik is aiming to argue that he's going to start a television station from within Trump Tower. And honestly,
wait, is he forgetting something? That because he's most likely going to lose the election,
of course,
and because he's run, and I don't think a president, if he out in the slightest chance, I don't see him getting votes. I don't see him getting it. I could see everyone going, no, we're good. We're fine.
Well, even people who are in Congress right now have started suing television stations who are broadcasting his ads.
Oh.
Why? Why? Because of the fact that, we can't parody this more enough if we tried, ladies and gentlemen. We have tried. We're not going to continue trying because it parodies itself.
Right. And it kind of becomes a bit redundant.
And repetitive.
You know, how many times can we discuss Oompa Loompa and Oompa Loompa, who's running for office?
We can't discuss Father Oompa Loompa anymore because, all the Oompa Loompas that really supported the main Oompa Loompa are now detracting from Willy Wonka's Candy Center.
Right.
You know, they just won't give up. I mean, the thing is, now
everyone is starting to see through see through everything
Pinkard. They've already seen through him.
Right.
They're now just trying to stop him.
Right. And if Republicans are coming out going, no, we're good. We're good not having you in office. That's great.
Well, yeah.
I think we should discuss the Mexican
that's just
stuff.
Where I was getting to. Protesters.
Which,
on election
which
night.
Mexican food is great. Food is great.
Absolutely. But, Mexican food is great. But you know what's even greater? Is when its own population decides to build a wall of taco trucks. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We're not making this up. A wall of taco trucks outside. Mm-hmm. Of his own hotel in Las Vegas, and
which comes out brilliant, which means brilliance on their part.
Which means brilliant on everybody's part. The fact is that we all know that if you don't know and you've been living on Mars for the past few months, that Donald Trump actually wants to build a wall outside of Mexico to keep all the terrorists out and all the people out. Well, you can't really have that. You can't. But Donald Trump's land, you can. And in Las Vegas, they went to work on every food truck that was outside Las Vegas and basically built a wall on every corner. If the GOP loses in November, the wall would include several food trucks, including taco trucks, that Trump that a Trump supporter warned could be on every corner.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on every corner. Now, some of them included, okay, included a huge, including T-shirts that said "Defeat Trump" across them. A woman wearing, a woman in her group wore red sashes that said "Miss Housekeeping." And also, Margarita Montez, 69, who's one of the volunteers of the Coalition of Humane Immigrant Rights in Los Angeles Action Fund, who drove to Las Vegas for the protest. She was the one who wore that. And, God, that's amazing. I mean, that's brilliant. But also, when Donald Trump... He's also talked about the election being rigged. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, no boys and girls, sorry. Ladies and gentlemen who are listening to this program, there is no, there aren't any rigs in an election.
Right.
I'm just going to rant on this one.
Go ahead.
How the hell... Like, how the hell do you think the thing is rigged if you're losing?
Right. And your rate of...
Is he going to complain if he...
Your approval rate is shit.
Of course.
Is he going to complain if he, about rigging if it was if he was winning?
Probably
not.
No.
No. No. No, you're not. But yet the funniest thing about it is... that your approval rating is shit, Mr. Oompa Loompa.
Yeah.
That's why you're small and why you're squat and why in our top message, we have named you as one of the dictators. The last dictator in the group of more infamous dictators, including Raul Castro, who rules Cuba. Now, if you think that you're going to munch on your Cuban cigars and then you're going to close the borders of Cuba? I don't think so.
He's going to build a wall. He's going to build a wall around Cuba.
He's going to build a wall around anything.
I think it can't be done because Cuba's an island.
Cuba's
right.
an island. Well, Cuba's an island, yes, and then Cuba is also one of the most colorful islands in, it's right next to Port Lucia,
mm-hmm.
and other things, and it's an island that has not been since last year.
Mm-hmm.
But the best thing about this is that now tourists can go and you're immediately transported back to the 1960s, 70s.
50s?
Mm-hmm.
60s, 50s, thank you. But it's awesome. It's one of those things that is sincerely awesome. But now back to the food trucks. The food trucks is that a taco is a taco is a taco, but it depends really who's making the taco. And I like, and there are immigrants that come in to this country every day. Every day. And immigrants are the hardest working people.
We could also take a note from Lin-Manuel Miranda from what he did with Hamilton.
Absolutely.
Let's actually look and think about why. Think about what Trump is doing and how it's not exactly.
And then how Harry. and then also how Harry Reid is supporting him. You know, the fact is Harry Reid is even criticizing the leader of his own party, Mitch McConnell, because Mitch McConnell is, well, done to him. Mitch McConnell won't do anything, and then John McCain stupidly is stepping behind him and saying that he will not count Hillary Clinton's stuff because her votes for the Supreme Court nominations, because of the fact that she is,
but you're explaining something.
Now that is rating the system right there.
But you're also you're also forgetting that John McCain is actually stepping up and saying he's not voting for Trump. He's come out and said this. If someone who's ran for office and going, what you're doing is wrong, then you got problems.
Well, yeah, but in Nevada,
he got shit on for not coming out with his record, but it's A-okay for Trump. How about Trump step the fuck up? Oh wait, he can't in 2 weeks. Kind of how he has to go to those swing states. And if you're in any of the swing states, I'm sure you're getting annoyed with all the commercial, all the promotional stuff that they're having, because I know I am. And it's a bit of bullshit.
Well, I mean, the thing is that these ads won't stop. I mean, they won't stop until... after this week, that's it, right? Yeah.
About 2 weeks from today? Tomorrow?
No.
Yeah.
No.
The eighth.
It's next week.
Two weeks from the 25th.
2 weeks.
Of October.
2 weeks. That's not going to even be that much time, really. The fact is that we all know what's going to happen. But the thing is that everyone's speaking on putting the message that it's just not going to happen. But the thing about Harry Reid is that he will support Black America Front. Why? Because of the fact that he is you know, and that's the best thing, is he is pro-immigration, and he support anything that they have. Because, frankly, he can't really support anything else. But the one thing that he did say was that if you're interested in the presidential election, you might as well get up and leave, because I don't have any observations. I don't make any observations on this. He also said that Reid had been disappointed in Senator John McCain, recently withdrew his support from Trump after a video emerged of the GOP nominee bragging about 2005 about sexually assaulting women. That's another thing that I vote against, is sexually assaulting women. Pinkhead, what do you think about that?
I think... if someone that Team Trump was doing that, he really needs to understand what's actually going on and not just say those things and think he's going to get away with it, because he won't. quite frankly, that's a way to really piss people off.
But yet, the fact is that outside a Mexican restaurant, he holds his press conference, which the fact is that he told reporters that this place, as in Nevada, has so much Spanish influence. I don't think that if you're from Mexico and you know how to make tacos and the Americans love tacos. I don't know anybody who doesn't love tacos.
Right.
You know, it's appalling. You know, the thing is that he's nearly 70 years old. He might be going senile. You know?
Possibly.
And this is possibly proving it. You know, I want to know, in his dream, did he ever say, maybe I should step down? But, you know, that's privately. You know, also, Ivanka, his wife said that she's not any stranger to locker room talk. Obviously, she's not, because she has several daughters who, well, love their dad and follow their dad, and it's kind of like a cult. But, you know, outside in Pennsylvania, there's a man who said that he would Johnny Allison, what do you think?
Well, I couldn't hear you, Rodha.
Sorry.
We don't understand
gibberish. That's right. What do you think about the Pennsylvania man who said he'd rather die than watch the election, the debate?
I can understand what he's getting at, especially when the election coverage is to ad nauseum.
And then he died.
Yeah, I was like, make it stop.
He died shortly after the first debate.
Which is very sad.
He served in the U.S. Army and liked country music and NASCAR and hunting and fishing and making wild stories about the latter two. Also,
that
he apparently disliked the debates a lot.
But that shows how much what someone goes through. And knowing if they have anxiety and depression, and the debates are causing them stress and disheartening, you can't really expect someone to just want to continue to watch something until they feel like they can't watch it anymore and do something that is dangerous for them either. That's something you can't joke about.
Oh, no, I'm not joking about it.
I know,
I know,
but that's a serious, no, I'm just saying in general, that's a serious, serious, serious situation.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the fact is that I think anybody who has a mental health, we call ourselves the Seriously Challenged Show, right? Anybody who has a mental health reason, mental health, we are people who have disabilities on the show. You know, me being Red Hood, Pink Hood, Johnny, Black Hood, people who are coming on rather soon, other colleagues of ours have mental health disabilities. We take this seriously because we are
saying, do not kill yourself.
Do not kill yourself.
Please. I know it's tough, but please.
Please don't
kill yourself.
You
it's not worth it.
No.
It's not
worth
it.
I mean, the person who should jump off his own building is Trump. But we don't see him doing that yet. It would be actually entertaining, but we don't see him doing that yet.
You're right.
So, you know, even if he did it with bungee cords. Excuse you.
Either way. Either way, this story is very sad, disheartening, and more people who have and yes, we're satirically challenged show. And it's meant to make fun of satire and the fact that
which basically means
we poke fun at the satire and being challenged. You could be challenged in many ways, not being looked at as you're meaning something else. If you look up the word challenge, you'll see many different definitions, and the one that relates to disabilities does not equate to our show. We advocate for people with disabilities, and that's one thing we stand by. It's meant to raise eyebrows and to give people a reason to listen. That's it.
Right. To give a reason to listen, and we'll be aiming to do that in the coming year. The thing also is that it's mass hysteria, which is how many people we've got a missive. Oh, it's the same shit. Oh, next. You know, in this country, it used to be 20 years ago, you could not discuss mental health without getting
looked at
in the wrong way. Now you're getting people all over the place who have the same issues as us, different.
And there's resources out there,
tell you,
too.
Yeah. Do not go yourself.
That's not
it
the
doesn't
way.
Work. Well, it doesn't work like that. You know, and SNL, give it to them and us and other networks to do the satirizing. The thing is, is that we can all find funny in it. Yes, we are going to produce a Halloween special, which will be a kick-ass Halloween special on Wednesday. But
yes,
we promised that we'd give our last fill to Donald Trump and then not announce anything.
Yes, I think it's about time to say it's time to say we're good now. We're good.
We're good.
I mean, after 3.5 months of doing this, at least, you know, from the time
he announced his candidacy, we've been doing this.
We've been doing it, and
we're
running out of jokes.
We're out.
We're done.
We're good.
All things have been said.
Yeah, all things considered, we're good. So the last thing that we want to bring up tonight, is
the
fact that
Rolling Stones do an article that based itself on the 17 what the fuck moments from the final debate, which means
I believe they did.
Yes.
I believe they did, and it went something like this. It went something like this. It went something like this. 17. The fact is, before we get into the this kind of thing, we will see that we want to point out Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg in close terms by calling him a nasty woman. Well, between the bookends of Chris Wallace and other people, on Trump's beef with notorious Ruth Bader Ginsburg, that's what it's all about, he says. Something happened where Justice Ginsburg made something some very inappropriate statements towards me.
Guess they're talking about the notorious RBG.
That's Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the 90-year-old. Let's just say we have that. And let's just say he said, well, she has a right to do that. Number one, because she's a Supreme Court judge and you're absolutely nothing. Number two, on late-term abortion, all kinds of abortion to end pregnancy, you cannot, rip a baby out. I don't know the last time somebody has said that in a debate. Do you think so?
No.
No. It didn't bode well. But also, the fact is that on the wall on whether Trump will build it, he keeps flip-flopping, but we know he won't build it because of the Turkestan remedy. On undocumented immigrants, we have bad hombres here, and we're going to get them. We have bad hombres? Hombres? Really? On Vladimir Putin. This is a bunch of bullshit. I don't know Vladimir Putin. He said some nice things about me, but if we got along well, that would be good. If Russia and the United States got along well and went after ISIS, that would be good. No respect for her. No respect for our president. And then Clinton said, well, that's because he'd rather have a puppet as president. No, puppet. You're the puppet. To which Clinton then said, which Clinton said, it's pretty clear that you won't admit that the Russians have engaged in cyber attacks against the United States of America and that you're encouraged espionage against people that you are willing to sprout the Putin line and sign up for his wish list, break up NATO and do whatever he wants to do, and that you continue to help him because he is very clear that he is a favorite in this race. On nuclear weapons! The bottom line is that nuclear weapons is that when the president gives an order, it must be followed. Let's all together in the studio take a very collective breath of... Really?
No.
What?
No shit!
It's like, no shit, Sherlock.
No shit.
No.
Or are you a high functioning sociopath who needs to do his research? Also, the fact that between that order being given and the people's response for a nuclear weapon to do so, and that's why the people have given an awesome responsibility to come out and, in an unprecedented way, they would have not trusted Donald Trump with New York nuclear codes. Or to have his finger on a nuclear button. On differentiating experience levels. On the day when I was in the Situation Room, monitoring the raid that Osama bin Laden was brought to justice, he was hosting Celebrity Apprentice. Duh! And he also said, you're fired, a bunch of times. Do you think he's going to say, you're fired to through the cabinet?
Probably.
You can't really.
No. On sexual assault against
that.
Exactly, but you can take the sexual assault against Trump. But,
oh boy, you can continue, Redhead, because there's
more.
So many.
The sexual
there's
assault.
More.
You know, there's more. First of all the stories have largely been debunked. Where? Which sources? The New York Times, the Huffington Post, the BBC, the
the newspaper in his mind.
The newspaper in his mind. The Trump News. Really, how
the Trump Times?
Yeah, how are they exactly? How have they exactly been debunked? I would know that the people
didn't exactly, and then he didn't exactly apologize either.
No, his apology was a shit. The fact is they hired people. All the stories are totally false. Really, if they hired people, then there must be the news media mafia standing right outside your door, right?
Wrong.
Wrong. On the Clinton Foundation, it's a criminal enterprise. Really? When's the last time you gave money to Saudi Arabia, Mr. Trump? Or was that on The Apprentice? Or was that at a taco truck? The Saudi Arabia giving $25 million, Qatar giving all of these companies, and you talk about women's rights, women and women's rights. These are guys that push gays off buildings. Wait, they push gays
and
off buildings. As far as I recall, that's not Qatar. That's Russia, you idiot.
No.
Yes.
No. There's other Middle Eastern countries. Let's just say
Every Middle Eastern country, right? Also, these people that kill women and treat women horribly. Wait, back up. What about you?
What?
What about you? They treat women horribly. What about you?
Sounds like a case of I know you are, what am I?
Yeah.
And then
I know you are. What am I? And yet you take their money.
And
Clinton
respondents. Wait, and you're also getting into the Clinton Foundation.
That's coming. Yet you take their money. Wait. Does this sound extremely familiar? And then you take their money. No. Last time I read in the news that you took $10,000 from women who didn't want to be fondled by your hands. Let's just observe that for a second.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and if you really want to read more about this, there's more to go.
There's more to go.
You could find it at rollingstones.com/politics, and then it's a feature, one of their featured stories, and you search up 17 WTF moments from final debate of 2016
right.
election.
And
because
so
it's
on whether the Emmys are rigged. On whether the Emmys are rigged. Every time Donald thinks that things are not going his direction, whatever he claims, whatever it is, it's rigged. Really? The FBI conducted a year-long investigation into my emails. They conclude there is no case. The FBI was rigged. He had lost the Iowa caucus. The Wisconsin primary. He said the Republican Party was rigged against him. Well, last time I thought, wait, they're running against you. He got sued for Trump and fraud and racketeering. Wait. Oh, God, that's so stupid. I'm not 80 years old. But I can tell you that, racketeering and fraud.
How many actual bankruptcy cases did Trump have, too?
17.
That, what
more than 17.
TV show, What TV show went through the mall? I forgot offhand.
Oh, The Apprentice?
No.
Yeah. On a level.
No. No, meaning not the Apprentice. What TV show recently went through all of Trump's bankruptcy cases?
Off friend John Oliver. And last week tonight, they actually went all through all of them. You can watch that episode if you haven't. Go on HBO Go and go watch the episode. It's fantastic. Also, let's see. On Aleppo, you said several things in the debate that weren't true, sir. You said that Aleppo had basically fallen and that it's a catastrophe. It's a mess. Have you seen it? I have seen it. Really? Have you seen what's happened to Aleppo? And let me finish my question. Okay. So it has fallen. Take a look. There are 250,000 people still living there and being slaughtered. That's right. And they're being slaughtered. And that's bad decisions. Aleppo is a disaster. It's a humanitarian nightmare. Wait. Stop. Hold on. Just stop. Just stop. 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 If it's a humanitarian nightmare and other people are getting blown to smithereens, what's first? What's first? In your mind. What is it? It's certainly not fucking Aleppo. Also, from what do you need a signed document for? Take a look at Aleppo. Oh, wait, Aleppo is an actual signed document? Maybe the federal FBI should see that. Maybe not. But yet, also, what? Clinton's two most visible surrogates supposedly think about her. Well, John Posada had said some horrible things about you, and boy, was he right. He said some beauties, and you know Bernie Sanders? He is, and you have bad judgment. Wait, as far as I recall, the fact that you played three illegal songs, one by Queen, one by the Les Miserables composers, one by Sting, and the other by somebody else. Oh, and they all said, don't do it. And you
Why?
Didn't say that.
I don't know if he has permission from the Rolling Stones as well.
No, he doesn't. Oh,
right.
That's another one. You can't play. You can't always get what you want for political reasons.
You can't always get what you want, but also you get what you need. Ha ha.
But sometimes you just might find you get what you need.
You get what you need.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is, you didn't even use fair use even as well. So you don't even pay the proper sources. Now, also, on homegrown terrorism, we are going to do a very careful vetting. How are you going to do that? Slash and murder their files?
Extreme vetting?
Oh, wait, contact the Federal Buffalo Investigation Unit?
But this is Clinton. You do realize that
this is Clinton. Sorry.
There you go. Ripping on Trump
again. Well, yeah. I'm just so pissed at Trump that I don't even recognize Clinton. We're going to a very careful vetting process. This does not solve our interchangeable stuff. Challenges with ISIS, and we need to stop Veronica's radicalization. And work with American Muslim communities on who's on the front lines to identify the pervasive attacks. And in fact, the killer of dozens of people in the nightclub of Orlando shooting. The Pulse nightclub owner was born in Queens, the same place Donald was born. Oh yeah, regarding Trump's...
He's right! But she's also right in what she's saying. In reality...
No. She's completely right. But what I'm trying to point out, Pink Hood, is that the fact is that not everybody from Queens is a total bastard. Everybody from Queens is actually saying, this bastard's actually ruining our rep.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And then, to get through the final listing.
Yes.
Regarding Clinton's stance on Obamacare, your husband disagrees with you. Is that all you can come up with?
Okay, that's just four. Wait.
Okay, let me go down the list of what Mr. Clinton is besides somebody who made a mistake with Monica Lewinsky and plenty of other people that he didn't tell Hillary about. Besides that, all right? Her husband is a Rhodes Scholar. Let's just start with that.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband was president from 1992 to 1999?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
No, about 92 to 2000.
2000. Yeah, from 1993 to 2001.
Yeah.
Okay. He went to Yale Law School. You went to Wharton Business School. He was the president of the Democratic Party. He also... was a very, very smart man and knew how to balance
mm-hmm.
deficit. And you're going to say your husband disagrees with you?
No.
Okay.
Her husband disagrees with her.
Yes, her husband disagrees with her.
With you. Right, with her.
Yes, with her.
Yeah.
No, you're talking about the president who had the highest approval rating once he left office since World War II, and you can't even get a highest approval rating to get fucking elected fucking president?
Let's
I'm sorry.
Jump to
Who
the
are you talking to?
Wait, let's jump to the last one on Obamacare, which Hillary Clinton does start. Clinton starts this one off.
Clinton. That's my part of my commitment to raise taxes on the wealthy, and my Social Security payroll will go up, as will Donald's, assuming he can figure out how to get on it, get out of it. But what we want to do, Trump, such a nasty woman. Oh, wait a second. Wait. Let's double back.
Wait.
Let's double back. We have 11 minutes. Let's double back.
Okay. So telling Clinton she's a nasty woman when she's actually trying to help you with disabilities and veterans and people who need Social Security and that's
and
Social
also,
Security and disability.
No. Well, yes, but also then you're saying you're going to cut. Oh, just today.
No, he hasn't,
just today.
He said he was going to cut it.
No, I'm not talking about disability payments. I'm talking about the rules and regulations. According to today's Huffington Post, he said he was going to cut 70 to 80 of federal regulations that you don't need. 70 to 80%
Which
of
means
federal
no
regulations if he wins the White House.
Which he's not, probably not going to get the White House.
We want clean air and clean water. Wait a second. Europe has mostly clean air and clean water. Canada has mostly clean air and clean water. You mean trying to, did laugh you out of the city. You know, they left the city center. Oh my fucking god! What are you? Now you've gone cocktail crazy. You know, now the fact is that we can now see why your chances of winning are 3.5%, which is the exact hike that the SSDI raise is actually going to get next. Yeah, 3.5%.
No, 3%, actually.
Three.
It's just 3%.
Well,
let's.
Right,
yeah.
3%. So let's just backpedal here. And then you said that she's a nasty woman because you violated all those women? And then you said you're going to sue them? Why? Because you're going to try to... Why? Because you're going to try to open a... you're going to try to open up a news network after your failed election coming to gain more popularity and trying to turn voters in or viewers into voters? I don't fucking think so, Mr. Trump. I really don't think so. Now, also, to end this until November 8th, when we will have a special podcast to announce the winner of the election.
Wait a minute.
What?
Are we going to have a Halloween episode on Wednesday?
Yeah, and we're going to have a Halloween episode on Wednesday. But,
yeah.
Thing is...
Getting a little ahead of yourself there.
I know. The thing is, is also, the entire planet is laughing at Trump. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because he knows he's going to lose.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We know. Everybody knows he's going to lose. We will be standing and laughing when he does lose.
Like, I told you so.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we told you so. Over the last 3 months, I don't know how many times off air that I've crossed out and underlined how many factual errors Trump has ever said. It's going to be in the thousands. But I've got to say, that even Willy Wonka would probably drown him in chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Commit chocolate suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And watch him blow up his own chocolate river before ever trying to contend for an election. And that's saying something.
He's going to blow up like a Violet Beauregard.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like the blueberry, like...
Now...
Yes.
Now, to end this Obamacare thing, it is to replenish the Social Security Trust Fund by making sure that we have sufficient resources.
Right.
I don't know about you guys, but I at AMC Press & Co. would like to see that because of the fact that if we don't, everything's going to run out and it's just not going to be good.
Nothing will change either.
Nothing will change. But this nation badly needs change.
Right.
Pretty much.
It
is this nation badly needs change. And we here will change the tide. You know,
yes.
In January,
for us to bid
everybody.
Oops.
We want to Wednesday.
Yes.
I guess Homer wants to say goodnight too.
Who?
Homer Simpson.
Oh, yeah.
Homer
Simpson.
Live radio, ladies and gentlemen. Live radio.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone. Have a great night.
Bye.